Welcome to Sailor Society's Wellness at Sea podcast. In this series, we're going to explore what wellness is and look at some really simple and practical steps you can take to enjoy a positive sense of well-being while working at sea. We'd like to start by introducing you to Johan Smith. He's Sailor Society's Wellness at Sea coordinator, and he's spent the past 10 years helping seafarers understand and manage their well-being. In this podcast, we're talking to him about how taking control of your own well-being can help you have a much more fulfilling and enjoyable career at sea. Hi, Johan. I know wellness has been something very much on your radar for many years. Can you tell us why you started the Wellness at Sea program?
My journey with Wellness at Sea started out in 2009. When I was the port chaplain in the port of Cape Town. The moment I stepped into port and onto my first vessel, I realized that this is a world that I know nothing about. But as I talked to seafarers on a day-to-day basis, as I visited their vessels, I got more in touch with the fears, the problems, the challenges that seafarers face on a daily basis. And as this was unfolding, I soon realized that nowhere in maritime industry is a program that addresses these fears in a holistic and in a comprehensive way. From there, I started working on the Wellness at Sea program, and from there, I became more and more aware of issues like loneliness, exhaustion, money worries, frustration with crewmates, something that sounds simple, food, which is always complex and difficult. So a lot of different issues that seafarers are not trained for, but issues that they face on a day-to-day basis. We were hoping to go beyond just port and ship visits, and we were hoping to create something that went beyond the traditional sort of approach of seafarer missions, something that was proactive, that could assist seafarers before anything bad happened. And I think Wellness at Sea has done that to a large extent. I think what is today known as Wellness at Sea and the whole wellness movement can, to a large extent, be attributed to this program. It was the first of its sort in the industry of its kind. It was the first program that really looked holistically at seafarers, trying to take all the different issues and putting it in one comprehensive program that is not only about training, but also goes beyond the classroom on a relational level to assist seafarers in their day-to-day being.
So what is wellness?
So wellness is about actively making decisions that will help you lead a more fulfilling and healthy life. To get there, you need to really understand who you are, not just in terms of a job that you do, but as a whole person, and that will assist you to make the most of your personal and your work life. One of the fundamental principles of wellness is that you are more than what you do. Second to that, wellness holds the belief that you are truly unique. There's a lot of different dimensions to who we are. We are social human beings, emotional, intellectual human beings, spiritual and physical human beings, and all of these things are in constant interaction to make you who you are. And as we go through life, we come under different pressures, and often these pressures threaten to throw these different dimensions into an imbalance.
So wellness is being aware of that balance, the balance between everything that you are. When we talk about wellness at sea, it specifically looks at the pressures that you are likely to face in a career at sea. And it is all about how you can take action to avoid the pressures, or on the other hand, to deal with it in a better and in a positive way. It is about responding to them so that you can be the best person that you can be, and also so that you can be part of a happy crew, a happy family, and a happy community.
But there are so many variables here. Doesn't your wellness at sea mainly depend on the type of employer you have?
To a certain extent, yes. There are things that employers can and should do to make life much better for their crews. It's everything from abiding to the terms of the MRC in terms of crew safety, working hours, all of those kind of things. It's things like providing Wi-Fi access on board and recognizing the importance of crew welfare. I think every role player in industry, including flag states, port states, companies, unions, and others, have a responsibility to create an environment that is conducive to positive well-being. But ultimately, one of the fundamentals of wellness is saying that you are ultimately responsible for your own wellness. You are, if we can use a seafarer metaphor, you are the captain of your own ship. So you need to actively take charge of your wellness and ensure that all of the areas that I previously mentioned are in balance. There are many things that we deal with within the Wellness at Sea course, from the MRC to mental health to good communication. All things that you can actively take charge of to ensure that you not only become the best seafarer that you can be, but also become the best human being that you can be.
So what should I do to look after my own wellness?
So I think wellness at sea training is a great way to start your wellness journey and to look after yourself. But as we go through the program, you will become aware of really practical things that you can do as a seafarer on board your vessel to ensure that you look after your wellness. Another great resource that we have is the Wellness at Sea app, which helps you think a bit about your well-being. It is something that you can interact with on a daily basis. It gives you contacts of different ports around the globe and which resources are available there. It gives you everything from healthy recipes to fitness routines. So maybe that's an easy way to sort of kickstart your wellness journey. I think one of the most important things is to talk to other people, whether it's family, friends, a chaplain, or the Sailor Society helpline. The maritime industry is an extremely sort of macho industry, and it can be really difficult to admit that life is sometimes really hard. But talking about it can really help you to know that you are not alone. And I think one of the greatest things is that as we talk more and more about wellness, and awareness builds around wellness, in that process, it becomes part of the greater maritime culture and what it means to be at sea. Also important is to remember that by offering this training to you, your company is already showing that it recognizes that your wellness is important. So I want to really try to motivate you to take advantage of this by being able to better handle life's challenges. You will be less distracted, less likely to make mistakes at work, and be way more productive. So don't be afraid to look after yourself and to ask for support if you need it. There are millions of seafarers out there sharing many of the same issues and challenges. So really make a point of it to find someone to talk to who shares the life that you know.
In your experience, Johan, what difference does wellness training make to seafarers going through the course?
For me, one of the most rewarding things is when a seafarer comes to you after the training and he or she tells you their story and how the training sort of gave them new perspective on their own stories. And specifically how the training assisted them to make an active decision to take responsibility for their own lives and for their own wellness. In summary, I would say it informs seafarers, it gives new perspective, it builds awareness, and fourthly, perhaps it gives seafarers new language. If I can briefly say something about those four things in terms of inform, many seafarers comes to us afterwards and tells us how informative it was. Young cadets will come and say, I've never thought that all of these issues and challenges are part of my life at sea. So it sort of gives them a realistic picture of what life at sea is like. For all the seafarers, the master would come to you and he would tell you, I have experienced all of these different challenges, but never before have I had the opportunity to really talk about all of these things and to really think how it impacts on me as a person, and not only on me, but also on the relationships I have with crew, with my family back home, and also with the community I come from. In terms of perspective, I think it shines new light on your own story, because it's a new way of thinking, of understanding, and it gives you that new perspective of that's bright and I almost want to say sunny, in the sense that it assists you to see things differently. It builds awareness, which I think is the third thing. Awareness is all about building a society that are more understanding, and through building awareness, as we said earlier, we are building and actively participating and in creating a new culture within the maritime industry, a culture that is understanding of seafarers and all the dimensions that makes you a seafarer, a culture that has understanding of mental health. So awareness is of huge importance. Lastly, I mentioned language, and it might sound a bit odd, but especially when we talk about mental health, seafarers will come to me afterwards and say, you know what, I've always known that X, Y, or Z was wrong, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. I didn't have a language to express what I felt. And I think we need to recognize that talking about wellness, about heavy issues like mental health, is relatively new to most seafarers. So giving them that ability to recognize things within themselves and to share that with other people, I think, is of huge importance. I'll add a fifth, last one. I think it also shines a positive light on seafaring as a career. Wellness is not about the doom and gloom. It's about celebrating seafaring as a wonderful career. And it's about having that ability to make the career that you chose the best possible career that you can think of.
Thank you for listening to our Wellness at Sea podcast. We hope you found it helpful to your understanding of how you can keep well at sea. In the next episode, we'll be speaking to Gavin Lim, who heads up Sailor Society's Crisis Response Network in Asia. We'll be exploring the impact trauma can have on your body, mind, and relationships, and finding out what help is available if you experience a crisis. Don't forget, if you're struggling, Sailor Society is here to help. Talk to one of our chaplains in port, or you can find our contact details on our website, www.sailors-society.org. You can also call your special company helpline, details of which are available in your company Wellness at Sea materials.